About 1,300 people are currently hospitalized in Ontario while also testing positive for COVID, including 394 patients in ICUs because of COVID-related critical illness, according to the latest update released by the province on February 14. Today's update also includes 8 deaths, which have all occurred in the last month. The province has reported more than 300 COVID-related deaths in February 2022. Limited testing has captured 1,765 new cases included in the latest report. Case counts are underestimated. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,074,485 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 1,036,214 recoveries and 12,101 deaths. The February 14 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Cases 8 new deaths that occurred in the last month 2,619 recoveries since yesterday's report. Among the new cases confirmed today are 282 unvaccinated people, 83 partially vaccinated people, and 1,237 fully vaccinated people. 163 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average incidence rate for cases is 17 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 14.7 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 15 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Hospitalizations: 1,369 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. There are approximately 394 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID-related illnesses. There are 243 COVID patients on ventilators because of COVID-related critical illness. Hospitalization numbers are incomplete today as not all hospitals report bed census data on weekends. Vaccination status for hospitalized cases is not updated Sunday or Monday. Vaccination: about 85% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario is fully vaccinated. About 11.9 million people, more than 6.7 million people in Ontario have had 3 doses of a COVID vaccine. 11% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing: provincial labs processed 9,962 tests yesterday, resulting in a 13% positivity rate. There are 3,018 tests still being processed.